Operation Thanks from Above. We are talking about the air show that's been going on. I can't believe it's like 40 years, right? I got Coop on here. How you doing, Coop?
I'm doing great, Dino. How are you this morning?
Are you in Geneseo right now? Is that where you are located?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The National Warplane Museum. If people are not familiar, I don't know. I mean, because you guys, has it been 40 years? Something like that?
This will be our 40th air show that we've conducted since 1982. The only one we missed was last year because of COVID. So we're very excited to be back into the air show business again this year.
So tell us, now the National Warplane Museum, what is the mission? Let's put it that way, would you say?
The mission of the museum has been to restore and fly World War II, Korean era, and Vietnam era aircraft. And we currently have about 17 airplanes that are part of the museum and are on display. And we also fly Whiskey 7, which is a 1943 C-47 aircraft that participated in the D-Day operation, was the lead aircraft for the second wave on D-Day on June 6th of 1944. So we have an actual, for real, no kidding, combat veteran on the field that we fly as often as we can.
Whiskey 7, it lives right there in Geneseo.
That's right. It lives right here in the field.
Big Tree Lane, right down there. Now, I didn't get a ride in that. I got a ride in the B-17. Fuddy Duddy, is that yours too?
Fuddy Duddy was ours back in the mid-80s. And then the museum split and went to Elmira. So at that point, Fuddy Duddy no longer existed with the group here in Geneseo. But it went on its way to California sometime in the mid-90s.
Really?
Yeah, so it's now homed out at John Wayne Airport in just south of Irvine, California.
I've been to California 3 times, and I've landed in John Wayne Airport twice. That's weird that you just mentioned.
He's looking as good as ever. So
yeah.
If you get a chance to stop to the museum out there, he's in amongst good company there.
Now, so 2 years ago, in 19, the last time you had the Warplane Museum, the show, I rode, I thought, in a B-17. I didn't get on Whiskey 7, but we all went up the same time.
You were on the movie Memphis Belle.
Oh, that's right. That's what I was. I should have looked at my Facebook page. I would have figured it out.
Memphis Belle,
that's right.
Yeah, the movie Memphis Belle is still here. It will be on static display, I believe, for the air show. I mean, that's the intent. So it will not be flying during the air show because it has some work that needs to be done on her. But she'll be available to come take a look at from the outside. I don't know whether we'll do tours because of COVID, but at this point in time, she'll at least be available to look at from the outside.
This is living history. If somebody wants to see exactly what our soldiers went through, our airmen, I should say, went through in these wars, and see, I mean, these are basic planes. I mean, I was sitting in that plane, I just kept thinking about the movies that I've seen, and like, I can't imagine people shooting at you, and you know, and you're trying to land without gear and stuff like that. It's crazy. It's living history.
And the only thing between you and the outside is less than a quarter of an inch of aluminum.
Oh, and don't wear a good shirt in there. I can tell you that right now because there's a lot of rivets sticking out, and I caught one. Put a nice hole.
Oh,
yeah. But it's easy to do in those things, right?
It's very, very easy to get caught up in them, indeed.
So you guys are keeping history alive down there. What other things can people do at the Warplane Museum when it's not the air show in July? By the way, let's say the dates right now. We're talking the 10th and 11th of July, so the weekend after the 4th.
That is correct. The weekend after the 4th, 10th and 11th, we have a special Members' Day on July 9th.
Oh, okay.
So the Members' Day are an opportunity for the members to come down and have an air show day pretty much all to themselves as members. So that's set up for the 9th right now.
But in
the meantime, you know, there are lots of things to visit at the museum. We have a display hangar. In the display hangar are artifacts that have been donated to the museum over the course of time. We have a briefing room that shows exactly what Whiskey 7's path was during D-Day invasions.
Oh, wow.
So we have all kinds of nice stuff to take a look at that will be available during the air show also. Plus, we have our gift shop. And so people are going to be able at the air show to visit the gift shop and visit the inside of our display area, go out and look at the aircraft that are performing at the air show this year. Because of the setup this year, which is a drive-in format we can talk about in a second, but in the course of this, we don't have as many static display airplanes as we would normally have on the grounds because we've now taken that area up with cars parking to watch the air show from the convenience of beside their car in a nice little 20x20 private seating area.
So you're doing the air show this year's drive-in style is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's called drive-in style, and that means that you have a 20x20 foot block, and beside that 20-foot block is another 5-foot block in between each of the 20s. So essentially, you have 25 feet by 20 feet, and we'll park your car on one side of the block so that you can exit on the passenger side, put out your chairs, put out your lounges, put out your blanket, put out your cooler with your food, your soda, and your water, and sit there in the comfort of your little block and go ahead and watch the air show up close and personal.
Now, I know you probably had to submit your plans and everything to the state and the DEC or whoever in regards, but now that things have opened up a little bit, do you foresee people being able to walk around, or is that you just got to stick with the format that you presented and got approved?
Well, okay, let's go back and talk about the procedure.
Okay.
We started on the procedure back in December of 2020.
Yeah, okay.
We have gone through no less than 9 local and state agencies to get the air show approved.
Wow.
We finally got our last approval in the early part of May. And, you know, obviously since then, things have changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Where we were not allowed to have food vendors on the field, we're now allowed to have some food vendors. Where people were not allowed to journey around the area to go to the gift shop or go to the museum or go to visit the static displays, we're now allowed to do that.
Okay.
So those things have lessened up. But frankly, you know the nice part about it, and people who've been to the show before, we'd have to park in the major parking area that was outside, and then everybody had to drag all their stuff, all their chairs,
oh, right,
and blankets and everything in, and, you know, find a spot to sit down and sit. So now you're going to have your own private area. So, you know, we ask that, you know, if you're not visiting one of the areas that you're allowed to go see, then, you know, please stay in your little area because that's where it's going to be comfortable. We'll be broadcasting the show with a professional sound system this year, and also on an FM station that we have yet to determine, but we'll have FM stations, and when people drive in, they'll be able to turn to an FM station and listen to it on FM.
So is it Bill Lau going to be doing it this year?
Actually, the gentleman coming down, Bill has retired from the air show portion of the business.
Okay.
So we have Mr. Rick Peterson, who's an announcer from Canada and is world famous. He goes all over the world announcing air shows. Rick was with us in 2018 and 19, and tremendously knowledgeable, wonderful individual, keeps the crowd, you know, on their toes and always informed.
That's the cool thing about air shows. You want to know what you're looking at, right? In the history
behind. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean that's what Rick brings to it. So, you know, when we talk about doing the air show, everybody wants to know what's going to be up in the air, what's going to be flying, what are we going to be doing. So very, very briefly, let me sort of take you through what the air show is going to be this time.
Okay.
And that is that while people are coming in, we have a wonderful lady by the name of Teresa Amon. Teresa's from North Carolina and is a singer of World War II songs and everything else. So Teresa's going to be live entertaining people when they come in. We'll fly around our little L-Birds probably around 11:30 or so and get those guys up in the air. We'll open the show with the Misty Blues Lady Skydiving Team that will be jumping out of the airplane. And because we're Operation Thanks from Above, we have a couple of doctors who are lined up who are going to do a tandem parachute jump with us. We'll open the show with the Canadian Harvards and their formation aerobatic team that they have, and move right into the P-51s and the Corsairs and the P-40 and a whole bunch of airplanes that we have there. Mr. Rick Volker, who's an aerobatic pilot flying an SU-26 from Buffalo, will be here. We're waiting on Rob Holland. Hopefully he doesn't have to go to the World Aerobatic Championship, so he'll be here. We got the Alabama boys. I forgot about them. We got Greg Kuntz and the Alabama boys coming up. And our headliner this year is the F-22 Raptor from the United States Air Force, along with the U.S. Air Force Heritage Flight of the F-22 and the P-51. So it's a absolute jam-packed show. It's going to be probably one of the best shows we've ever done. And we're going to run from about 11:30 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday.
And people don't think we're getting attacked by anybody when you see that F-22 Raptor flying over your house as they warm up and practice and do a little promotion for the show, right?
Because we always love that
part when they buzz the city, too.
Yeah, he's pretty loud. I mean, you know, yeah. We were fortunate in 2019 to have the F-22 along with the Thunderbirds at the Rochester show. And just absolutely thrilled that they're coming back to Geneseo, because it's quite an honor to get that aircraft to come down here and be with us. So we're very excited about that. It's worth the price of admission on its own.
The scary part of that bird is you don't hear it until it's past you. So it's like, and then it's like, whoa, yeah. Let me ask you about this, Coop. I was looking on the website. Of course, it's nationalwarplanemuseum.com, nationalwarplanemuseum.com down in Geneseo. The Living History Flight Experience. Now, you're telling me that people can come down and pay and take a ride? Is that possible?
Yes, yes, indeed. In fact, if you go onto the website, there is an area where you can book a flight. We will be booking flights over the weekend on at least Whiskey 7, if it's up in the air, because we just did an engine change, so we're still running out some of the bugs, anticipate that Whiskey 7 will be up in the air. So if you go onto the website where it says book a flight, you will be able to book a flight. The flights will occur after the air show on Friday and Saturday. I don't know exactly what all days they have planned yet, because that's not my aspect of it. But
right.
You can go there and book a flight, but we will be doing flights after the air show on both Saturday and Sunday.
So that's one of the things you guys do to generate revenue to keep the Warplane Museum going, right?
Absolutely. It's a very good revenue source for us. It's a fun experience. We take up between 10 and 12 passengers at a time, and it's a nice half hour, 45-minute flight, and you get to really see the history and feel and be a part of what's there and why we do what we do.
All those Warplane Museum or all those Warplane movies that you saw, believe me, will flash in your head as you're riding up in one of those things, because it's really, really cool, and it does take you back and just makes you think about D-Day and stuff like that, and that these guys were actually in the thick of it in this thing you're riding in, and you're like, oh my God, you know, this is it's a piece of history.
Well, the best movie to take the example of that is to go back and see the Band of Brothers when the 101st Airborne drops into the peninsula, because we hauled in the 82nd Airborne, and they were 3 minutes behind the 101st.
Okay.
So if you go back and watch that segment of the movie, you can see the sheer terror of what was there and what was happening. So that's the best. And then you take a look at it in the airplane and go, there were 18 guys in this airplane that did that on that day.
Yeah. It does cross your mind because I did it when I was in the Memphis Belle. I was thinking the same thing. Well, Coop, I want to thank you. We're talking about, of course, Operation Thanks from Above, July 10th and 11th down at Geneseo at the National Warplane Museum, nationalwarplanemuseum.com. You can go nationalwarplanemuseum.com/airshow to purchase tickets online, and all the information is there and everybody who's going to be there. And Coop, any last words you want to put out there and let people know about the museum?
Yeah, this is something we really need, both for the first responders in our area and the museum itself. I mean, it's been a tough year for everybody.
Yep, absolutely.
I would like to mention that the tickets are only available online. Wegmans no longer sells tickets, so you can only get your tickets online, and there are several different price points. So we reflect 2016, 17, and 18 prices so that everybody can have a break, and it's a carload price. It's not a per-person ticket price.
Right, right. Is there a hang with Coop price? Is there one of those?
Actually, no. I'm going to be too busy running around.
Wow, come on. I want to hang with Coop at the show, man.
Well, come on down, Dino. You're always welcome. You know that.
I love it down there. Coop, good luck with the show, and thanks for calling in. That's nationalwarplanemuseum.com, and put a / air show in there and get yourself some tickets for July 10th and 11th. And thanks from above, Coop.
Thanks, Dino. Appreciate it, my friend. Take care.